for the beginning of these services, I will read a text which has been referred to many times during these services, a familiar text to us. And in the hymn we just sung, we got some suggestions as to what this text can be. It is written in the 15th chapter of the Gospel of John. This is the true vine parable. I will read 17 verses from the beginning of the chapter. The words are in Jesus' name. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. Amen. This hymn, which we just sung, was a very joyful one. The melody was very joyful, and the words were encouraging to us. But when we think about this text, this is also very joyful, encouraging. But the situation where this text was born was everything else but encouraging. For Jesus, we were almost in an impossible situation. It was Maundy Thursday, where a dinner was enjoyed together. And Jesus knew what was coming just a moment before he had given bread to Judas, who had betrayed him. It was certainly a disappointing moment, even though Jesus knew this. It became apparent. Then there was another very interesting event which happened. Jesus had decided to wash the feet of the disciples. And as we remember, Peter tried to prevent this. And we got the lesson, all of us, what does it mean to preach the gospel? When an unbeliever has once received the grace of repentance, they do not have to repent again and again from unbelief. But it's sufficient that that dust which attaches to us, which we can also see on top of our cars here at services, this dust also attaches to our feet as we travel with faith in our hearts. We must clean our feet with the gospel, and it is sufficient. We do not have to repent from unbelief, but it is sufficient that we believe our sins forgiven. If we think about Judas here, Judas's heart had hardened, and he had given up following Jesus, hardening his heart. There was another disciple that when they heard that one was a betrayer, was very afraid. He was afraid and he asked, I hope it is not me. It was the fear of a child of God. He felt his own weakness, feeling that with his own strength, he cannot take even one step on this journey. And this timid child of God asks, I hope it is not me. Have you sometimes had the doubt that, am I one of those that will tire on the way, giving up faith, which the Heavenly Father will then detach from the living vine? One thing from this text that comes up is that who is the one who acts in a situation when one gives up their faith? It is said here that another child of God does not push one away from this living vine, but he, the Father, the keeper of the vine garden, cuts away those branches which do not bear fruit. This means that when a person denies their faith, God has cut them off from the kingdom of God, from the living vine, from the tree which gives us the strength to travel. Often we hear speaking of that someone has been shunned away from God's kingdom or kicked out. But it is so that no believer says to another believer that you are not needed here, you can go. But we say that do not deny your faith, come back here. The mind of a believing person is always the mind, like the mind of Christ inviting. We have learned that this work of the kingdom of God is working in the field, is trying to call another, not shunning another away. If somebody says that one has been kicked away from the kingdom of God, it is not according to the Bible. John writes that every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Here we speak of the fruits of faith, but in the Galatians, book of Galatians, 5th chapter, are those traits of an unbeliever, drunkenness, and an unclean lifestyle. But it's also those things that are a burden to us believers. For example, maliciousness. We are tempted to think badly of other believers. We are not always patient. But all of us people are burdened by these fruits of unbelief. We are made of two portions. Our desire is to always do good so that as a child or a father or mother, we would have the image that this person is living in faith so that their fruits of faith can be seen. But unfortunately, we can also see these bad fruits of faith. This is because faith lives in two portions, which according to original sin is tempted to do bad. But luckily we have this other side that the Father takes care of the vine garden, removing those bad branches, so that that branch shall grow again and can remain alive. Not one person has this talent or skill, not even with our close ones can we try to make them a better person. I have learned that, for example, if the Heavenly Father has given us a spouse that is not very fruitful, that you try to change your spouse, trying to make them a better person. The only thing you can change yourself is yourself, thinking, what can I do better? The other person cannot be changed. And this kind of refining of the branches is only possible for the Heavenly Father. Only He can give us this skill that we can keep love in the kingdom of God and with our families. Well, then comes an interesting verse. Now ye are clean. And here it is referred to that when one receives the grace of repentance, it is sufficient that your feet are washed. Even at this moment, at the beginning of this sermon, you can wash your feet and lift your heart to believe. All those sins forgiven. Those doubts forgiven. Through the power of Christ, in Jesus' name and precious blood, you can believe your sins forgiven. You can believe in Jesus' name and precious blood unto peace, freedom, and heavenly joy. Our text continues. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. Jesus gives us a responsibility here as believers to be attached to the vine tree. And how does this happen? In the book of Hebrews, it is expressed in a nice way. Brothers, we have the full right to step into the most holy because Jesus has given his blood. Opening let us step before the Father with a clean heart from a bad conscience and our souls cleaned with clean waters. Let us remain Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Already at this point, on the basis of this book of Hebrews, it is highlighted how important other brothers and sisters are for us in staying in the vine tree. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. It is not good to be by oneself. It is not good to avoid the company of other children of God. I know that today there are many of those youth who have maybe become afraid of the complicated nature of the world. Youth have many opportunities to compare their life with others, which might not be based in reality. And the bar which they set for themselves is so high that it cannot be reached. We often follow, for example, on social media, these different influencers who are not believing. They can set such high expectations for our life that the youth experiences that they will never reach this status. And they can also experience already with the children of God being looked down upon or not being enough. And then it might be followed with timidness that we do not come to the gatherings of children of God, that I will be made fun of on different kinds of discussion forums. And this kind of timidness is becoming more prevalent. Then there might be those timid youth that do not have the courage to come to services, even if they have the desire to remain believing. In this situation, I encourage you to still come to services. It is good for our journey of faith that we again and again hear sermons from services And while lining up for coffee and with other believers, we can speak of matters of faith. And in surprising ways, we can receive encouragement so that the next time it will be easier to come to services. But if there is any youth who is listening to this sermon, to these services, who perhaps wanted to come to services but did not have the courage to, you can also believe. You can believe all of your temptations, your doubts, and travel errors forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. It is not worthwhile to let go of faith because of this timidness, but one can pray that the Heavenly Father would give strength and understanding to gather together. This portion from the Hebrews, it continues in an important way. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. I encourage you, dear friend, to come to services, and us arranging the services can take care that it's easy to come to these services, that in the back bench there is room for those who quickly want to enter the service room feeling on as though they are on the edge of the flock for the rejuvenation of their souls. We know that in all times, and even in these services, it is spoken of the travel group of the children of God. There are many kinds. There are also those that follow but have given up faith. But the fact that they have come is a good thing, because one that hears the word of God in their mind can make that decision when they have the feeling that the way that I am going does not lead to heaven. In those moments, it is good to listen to the calling of God and to make that decision that I also want to believe. It is important that we go to services, that we listen for the glory of our own souls. It is said here, abide in me and I in you. Jesus continues, what is, again, marvelous here is that Jesus knew in some moments that Judas would come, taking him as a prisoner. And there will be a violent death in front of him. Despite of this, Jesus continues in love. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. A believer may have the thought when life is challenging and difficult, when it seems that there is too little time to do things we want. There might be financial worries or worries of wanting to spend more time with the children. thinking that others do so much of a better job of growing these families, but I am myself am not capable. And the thought might come that when can those good fruits be seen in me? In the book of Matthew, there is a very good depiction of this. At the last judgment, when the king says to those on the right as the last judgment, come ye. And be part of this kingdom, which has been prepared for you from the beginning of times. I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me water. For I was hungered and you gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came unto me. So when a parent and a mother and father receives a child and takes care of their needs according to their own skills, according to this portion of the Bible, those spirits, those fruits of the Spirit are shown just in that way. When a believing mother or father holds their newborn baby in their lap, it is according to the Bible that they receive Jesus Christ himself to take care of. When we, despite our hurries, give time visiting dear brothers and sisters, encouraging them, go to the health centers to look at an aging believer. Who can be in a very sad thoughts. We encourage them on this last leg of their life with the gospel. In these moments, God works through us and lets those good fruits be born from us. Then those children of God on the last judgment were afraid. We do not necessarily always know that when we have been as if an angel in different moments. For example, just asking a friend, how are you, can be very important to a brother or sister. A few more thoughts here. Jesus says in a very warm way, if I can find the text here. The wind turned the pages here. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. If you want to be a friend of Jesus, there are many friends of Jesus here. Not that we have chosen him, but he has chosen us. According to this Bible portion, it is always so that God has chosen you from this sea of people, individually picked you to be a child of God. Is this not portion so good? It is not worthwhile to let go of this good portion. We can be the friends of Jesus, his chosen friends, even at this moment. When during the first sermon here at these services, I spoke of Moses. Moses was a representer of the law. And from the Mount of Sinai, retrieved those stones. The Mount of Sinai was so scary that others did not dare to go there. It is even so today, that timid one, the one with very little strength, we do not demand any acts from them, but only grace. The law, it does not belong to the child of God. You do not come here forced, but because you can hear for your own ears the words of God. Love is so that it does not do evil. And those bad actions are the result of sin. And for sin, and we are allowed to believe those sins forgiven, which break the love. In the letter of John, there was a portion where it says that in love there is no fear. We do not have to be afraid of God. And faith is the same as trust. Faith is the same as trust. We do not imagine that things are so, but we trust that they are so, that the kingdom of God is amidst us, and all those skills and knowledge. That even the most weak child of God can go to see the face of our Heavenly Father, which during this time here on earth are still covered. When preparing these OPIS services, that Bible portion is realized that love does, faith, the works of love come through faith. Love is a symbol of the child of God. And that is why in the kingdom of God, it is always good to try to upkeep this love, that if individual or groups are made or different thoughts are circulating, that we have these discussions to return love amongst us. This Gospel of John continues. that Jesus is imprisoned. In the evening on Thursday, he gives a farewell sermon. And then from Gethsemane, Christ goes on the way of the cross. But this does not end here, but it ends. But this Gospel of John ends when Jesus and Peter meet on the shore and have this influential discussion. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?" He said unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." He said unto him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him again the second time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" He said unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." And he said unto him, "Feed my sheep." He said unto him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, "Lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." Jesus saith unto him, "Feed my sheep." This Gospel of John ends in this bright message. Even though the resurrection was in an atmosphere of darkness, we can, at the end of this, with faith in our hearts, believe our sins forgiven. And when our time ends here on earth, and Jesus sent, and God sends his angels to take us from this earth, God will take us to the bosom of Abraham, where the worries of this earth will no longer bother us. You may yet, again this moment, as has been preached at these services, that you can believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. I want to ask for myself. I felt, especially before this text, that we have spoken so much of this, that is there anything to speak of in this text? These doubts, I want to ask, can I believe them forgiven? I want to believe together with the children of God. In Jesus' name, amen.